Remember, the quiet ones always have the darkest secrets. It's time to uncover them on Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
Sometimes stupidity pays off, and I'm wondering if that's what just took place in the trial of Robert Tellis. You know, this is the man accused of murdering and now convicted of murdering Las Vegas reporter Jeff Gurman in the giant costume. I mean, there's no other way to put it. It looked like a Halloween costume. Big sun hat, blaze orange. Maybe he was trying to go hunting or just have everybody in the neighborhood point and go, "What the hell is that?" It was the most non-inconspicuous hitman I've ever seen in my life. All the way down to the video of him murdering Gurman on his side lawn. But the hair. See, someone dresses up in a Halloween costume. What do you usually also have on? A wig. That usually kind of completes the outfit. But somehow that was a bridge too far for some jurors on this trial, and they thought, why? No. This one has hair, and he's bald. How could it possibly be him? So they ended up giving him life with the possibility of parole in 20 years. Theory, this narcissistic monster could be out in 20 years. Joining me to discuss, Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor. Are you shocked?
You know, not shocked by the verdict. The sentence, yes, however, did raise some eyebrows for a lot in the legal community. And, you know, that's perhaps on the lenient side and giving Tellis an out in a shorter time than most people realize.
I was not surprised by the guilty verdict. I was surprised how long it took to get to the guilty verdict in a case like this. I know there's no such thing as an open and shut case, and this really just proves that. Because it just seems so evident. The evidence was there of look, there's no way this guy isn't the guy who did it. He's horrible on the stand. He's digging his hole. But yet, you know, he seems not like the brightest guy with a lot of the things he's done. And, you know, if you got one out there, there's going to be more. And I think we might have had two on the jury that also were like, because we're getting reports in from some of our colleagues over at Law and Crime that after the fact, after the, you know, the jury was done, the verdict was given, the sentence was given, apparently two of the jurors, and this is unconfirmed by us, but unconfirmed reports say about two of them are really hung up on the hair. They kept, and this was more of a compromised verdict where they sat down, it was either going to be hung or it was going to be this. So instead of the full life sentence or the 50 years, they went with this to get the conviction. I know it's a jury of our peers, supposedly, but our peers are getting dumber by the day. Thoughts on that statement?
Yeah, you know, you never know what's going to happen back in those deliberation rooms and what jurors are going to give weight to, what they're going to believe and not believe. Something that might appear plain and apparent to you and me might strike a juror differently. And it sounds like it did strike at least two of these jurors differently. Yeah, with that disguise, you know, there's a strong likelihood that a person could easily, like you said, wear a wig, put on glasses, especially if, you know, they're trying to be in a disguise. Mm-hmm. And so I was surprised the jurors really latched onto that as much as they may have.
Because in order to latch onto that, you have to buy into the discombobulated, make no sense theory that Robert Tellis was trying to push, which I just had a conversation with Bob Mata about it. We were trying to figure it out completely. And it always just kind of ends in, like this is not a theory I'm going to push to anyone because it doesn't really have an end. It doesn't really, there's big chunks missing. And I still couldn't reiterate it to this day if you have paid me to, because it doesn't make any sense that this Compass Realty is going to hire a hitman and all these people are going to be conspiring against him because one of the former employees of Compass, which is a multi-billion dollar corporation, would have somehow been connected. They didn't like Tellis, so they killed the reporter. Why don't you just kill Tellis? And Tellis had nothing to do anymore with anything. He was going to be out of office. So why would you? It doesn't make any sense. So the jury would have to, those two members would have to some way in their mind make that make sense and add it into the hair theory, I guess. Unless you're thinking there's some whole other theory and this is a random hitman that dresses, you know, like a Mortal Kombat character and just is out to kill. I mean, I don't know what the hell they're thinking.
Yeah, I mean, how implausible. When you really dissect the defense theory and you take it to its logical end, you're left with, like you said, saying like, huh, what? Because, you know, would this private company or the police, I guess, hire a hitman to kill, literally murder an innocent person just in order to frame Mr. Tellis because they kind of didn't like him, even though he was leaving office soon anyway? It just does not stand up to scrutiny in my mind, but I guess reasonable minds can differ.
I don't know that it's a reasonable mind that can differ. I think it's a very twisted mind that can differ, that doesn't quite see things the way they actually are. Yeah, I mean, none of it adds up at all, but he got that sentence.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial-free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.